All right, I'll get us started. We're doing it live.
Coming to you live, this is Interstate Sin, traveling through Maryland. As we, Guardian Hubbit.
Is it a Maryland? Thanks for tuning in to episode 104 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We sometimes bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. But we do not have a guest. We do not have Des Raven either. We're so sad. Sin, what did you do? You're not even barely here. You're on the road. What's going on tonight?
I'm only half here. Mm-hmm. I'll blame it on life. Life happens, and we had to rearrange.
Yes, but we decided to do a podcast anyways this week. For what it's worth,
will it's it either the love of the game or the love of the community? One of the two.
One of the two, yeah. The love of something. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll do the podcast this week. Tell us what's new in life first before we talk about Destiny.
Oh shit. New in life. Let's see. Since we last recorded, found out Wednesday that my wife ended up having COVID-19, and I ended up quarantining for 3 days. I fortunately was able to get 2 negative tests. I've gotten 2 of my 3 tests back, both negative, and I returned to work on Saturday after a 3-day quarantine, and I've been working Saturday off Sunday and was back to work again today. But also found out was what Saturday when I got home, my wife said she ended up losing her taste. And then this morning, because my daughter had been complaining after being sick a couple days back, apparently had no taste this morning. Even though we haven't gotten her results back, she most likely has it.
Mm.
So that is in the life. In the IRL.
Yeah, that's crazy. That sucks. Do you live in a different house or something? How are you lucky?
No, I mean, fortunately, my wife had strep 13 times 1 year, and I never got sick that year. And granted, I've gotten sick other times. Just I don't typically get sick often. So I've been staying, trying to keep my distance in the house. I've been sleeping in a different bed.
And it's the bumbling rum too, right?
Yeah, I would say the alcohol help kills it. Lots of bourbon recently for me. I still have some bamboo that I need to drink. But yeah, I've been wearing my mask in the house. I've been staying safe. We've been sanitizing as much as possible. And she hasn't touched as much as she can try not to touch. So yeah, I think so far it's been working.
All right. Well, hopefully all gets resolved quickly and ends fairly well in that front.
And who knows? I might still end up having it without any symptoms, and I still have one test pending that I took on Friday, which should be enough time with the multi-day test that they do to at least show up. Now, Wednesday, I did the multi-day test. That one showed up negative. Rapids can most of the time show up negative with no symptoms, so who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, who knows?
What's new in the life of Casey?
Oh, I mean, I'm due to get my second COVID vaccine shot in about another week or so. Looking at the calendar here.
Nice. I need to get on that bandwagon as soon as the household sickness passes.
Yeah, April 6th is what I'm scheduled for, so that's good. I don't know. Not much else is new. I've been looking for and being unsuccessful in finding refills of my Vice lately, the coffee Coke and the coffee nut M&Ms, but I haven't been finding them very easily. So I got to go to some more stores to see if I can find them in my area.
So what you're saying is people need to smuggle it to you via mail.
Yes. I've had other stuff smuggled to me, so this will be the least of anyone's concern.
Not mentioning any names, Sin. Yeah, it's just utilizing the tools to get product where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm. And no, we're not talking Cuban cigars.
Right. Oh. I don't know if you're a cigar smoker. We haven't talked much about that, but I do enjoy an occasional cigar.
No. I do not want any type of smoke in my lungs. If I ever did recreational weed, I would do edibles. I would not smoke it.
I think this is exclusive. You heard it here first, folks.
We're going to have to mark this episode exclusive. Explicit. Kids, do not,
do not try this at home.
Yeah.
And we're talking about COVID-19 and the other stuff.
Yes. But anyways, let's move on. We probably won't have a super long episode tonight, but that is okay. We have some great guests lined up. Maybe even next week, hopefully. We'll see on that. But let's talk about what we did in the game. Anything interesting you can think of this last week?
Lots and lots of Iron Banner. I did a lot of that. I ended up playing some trials with Nalzi and Lucifer. And we didn't do very well. We didn't get to 3 wins. And I do my normal Titan thing where I go in head first, as Nalzi likes to put it. But it was fun. We had some interesting matches. Only ran into one match where we had some jumpers. And other than that, what else have I done in the game? I don't think much at all, other than tons and tons of Crucible. And I did a little bit of it on both Titan and Warlock.
Cool. I did do some, I hate Iron Banner trials, all that stuff, but I did actually do some Iron Banner this week, mostly because of that weekly triumph that was going for Valor points, and I forget which night it was, maybe Wednesday or Tuesday. It was one of the first group ups were going on where there was like war crying, some people from Guardian down, and I think I had just finished a raid. And then joined up with them a little reluctantly. I'm like, okay, I'll just hop in for the party, for the people. And we, on PlayStation, we won every match in a row for like at least 10 matches. It was the very last match when I was going to bounce anyways that we finally lost a game. So we were somehow on a roll there. And then a night or so later, hopped on a little bit on, it was like, again, late after a raid or something, and Helios, Lars, Dr. Doom, a couple people on the PC side were on, and I hopped on, and that was a shit show. That was just, we couldn't like win one match. It was like the opposite. Of course, it's typically going to be a little harder on PC, because on PlayStation, you still run into people that seem newer at the game, But on PC, that's generally not the case. I don't know.
PC is definitely a little more tough of a PvP environment.
Yeah. And I do want to talk about a couple of raid things I did, but now we're on the topic of Iron Banner. One of the things they announced this last week was they had a new lobby balancing system. And the idea was that both the solo freelance and the regular Iron Banner playlist, we're going to have this system where it was a schoolyard snake pick. So like it would pick, for whoever is, I guess, solo, it would look at the stats and do like a schoolyard pick. So the first best person would go to team A, second best person would go to team B, third best would go to team A, fourth best would go to team B, kind of to supposedly even it out. But did you hear, Sin, that with the regular Iron Banner playlist, what was happening was they were actually, for a bit until they stopped it, they were splitting teams up that actually were meant together, and people were playing against their teammates.
That's great. That is,
I was like, right?
That's one of those things, those glitches that kind of funny.
Yeah, and in some ways, and I heard one person say that was actually kind of cool. They would love to do that more often. You know, it's like you're doing a private match, but you're actually in the normal playlist. And then in another aspect, I was like, well, what were they thinking? I don't even know why they were doing schoolyard pick for normal Iron Banner with teams anyways. I guess the idea is like, okay, maybe you were just going in with a team of four, and then the other two would be the ones that are just, you know, matched evenly across the two teams or whatever. But I guess they didn't do it right, so they had to turn that off. And then even though they had said in the TWAB or said in something that it was for both playlists, ultimately they ended up changing it so it was only now running in the solo playlist, which I guess probably makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Solo, only for the solo playlist.
Or I guess, again, if they can just figure out a way where in the regular playlist, whoever's not in a stacked team and they're playing solo in that one for whatever reason, then they can split those people up, you know, first best on one team and then second best on another team.
Right, right.
But I don't know. I mean, so that was kind of some of the interesting news on Iron Banner. I mean, again, I just, sometimes I wonder why people like Iron Banner so much. I mean, I get it if you like PvP, but then I hear so much complaining all the time and this and that. I'm like, why do people have so much hype for Iron Banner? Is it just because it's called Iron Banner? Anyways, that's my funny thought of the night. All right. Are you still with us, Sin?
Yes.
Excellent. No worries. I was just making sure because we have our lovely connection. I do want to talk briefly, too, about a couple raids I did this week. We had a raid Saturday, I think Saturday evening. I forget which night. It's not super important, but we got a Divinity clear for Rage, a.k.a. Rags, in our group. And so that was fun running a Garden of Salvation raid. And we also had people like Edifier join us who had never run the raid before. So that was fun for him to get a clear on that. And then last night, I ran a raid with some of the Xbox crew. You know, friend Freddy Go Boom, he's our Xbox ambassador, and I've met him in real life. He lives close to me, but I've never played with him until last night. And with some of our other Xbox crew that are off and on later at night. And finally, it was nice to meet up with them, and we ran a Deepstone Crypt. And we got one person through it that had never run it before and was not on a mic.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, and that was funny because we'd been doing A-Tracks for a few times. And the time where we finally passed it, a few people died. And then people just randomly, like, we're just going to go for it. And it wasn't just once random that they got it right. They had to hit two because they didn't get all the damage done. They picked the right one twice in a row without knowing which one it was going to be.
That's RNG for you.
Yep. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome. I don't think I did any raids this week, unless it was early on in the week.
Yeah, I don't know if you did. Do not think so.
I'm pretty sure we did a presage early on in the week, because I complained that I left the presage. And maybe we did a raid just after that, because I left presage before the rewards dropped, because they had super long end phase that you got to like wait through all of it in order to get the reward or get the completion count.
Yep. I remember that at least. You missed it the first time.
And I think we did, we might have actually did a raid that night. I think it was on BS4 just after that.
Yeah, we might have. Let's talk also about the new stuff that came out this week, because even though it's been almost a week later, we do need to talk about it. We have a new strike. What are your initial thoughts on the new strike?
Oh, I did play that. That's the moving ship with the
yeah, the Cabal proving grounds strike.
Yes, because I did knock out all those triumphs that you need to hit, like all those special bosses in the middle of the strike. So it's actually not bad. It's actually it's not very long, which I like. I can appreciate that because some of the strikes seem, when they get long or the way they're set up, can seem a little uninteresting. But this one goes fairly quick. I think it's just long enough. It keeps you interested throughout the entire strike to make it good. Nothing complicated about it. Obviously, you're just doing it on normal levels. It did have some of the mechanics in there with the dunk at the balls. But other than that, I thought it was good overall. Short, decent length as far as timing. And, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard a couple people now say that. Me, I always want more. I mean, I really like this strike, and they did a good job, but I wish it was a little longer. I wish they added just a couple things where, you know, you come in this one room and you go to the door to the left, but they could have made you also go to the door to the right randomly and just loop back around a different way just to add some variation. And just something that would add like just one more area or one more room, I feel like would just be about perfect. And then the boss encounter is orchestrated beautifully. I love the excitement in that room. But if they could make the boss encounter 20% harder, it'd be pretty good for strike level. Now, I know we'll have nightfalls and we can do all that, but I kind of miss the days of D1 where even late in the game of D1, I don't know if it was just because of some daily modifiers or what, but there'd be times where you would still have to try a little bit hard in the strikes, and that made it kind of interesting. And I feel like in D2, right, if you're just doing the strike playlist, they're never hard.
No, super, super casual.
Yeah. Which, again, I guess some people like that, but I don't want that like 100% of the time. It's kind of nice in a different way. You know, Nightfalls, you'll go with buddies, unless you're going to be doing the lower end Nightfalls. But, and I guess, okay, I guess this is answering my question when it's the Nightfall, but, you know, the Nightfall is the same one the whole week long. I would like the idea of a strike playlist, either a heroic strike playlist or some daily modifiers that get hard where you're having to learn how to finish it with blueberries that you can't talk to. And it adds some actually interestingness to it, some challenge to get it done.
Right. Yeah, I could see that being interesting. Maybe not necessarily all the time, but I can see that being interesting for, you know, if you're looking for a little bit more of a challenge.
Yeah. And on this topic too, next week coming up, by the time you hear this, it'll be the week that we're talking about. But really the only big thing that we know of that's coming this week is the new strike will be released to all players, free to play, where you were only getting it this last week if you paid for the season pass. But also, the new strike is going to have a Nightfall version, and Palindrome will be back on the list. And this is the first time where you can get Palindrome in the Grandmaster Nightfall with the Adept mods. So I am now ready for Grandmaster Nightfalls. I could have done this last week too, but I just didn't feel like it. I think I'm ready soon to hop in a Grandmaster Nightfall and see how I do.
So that was going to lead me to my next question. Have you gotten an Adept weapon as of yet?
No, because definitely not Trials, and then Grandmaster would have been the only other way.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've jumped into Trials a little bit, but of course, not going flawless, not going to Lighthouse, not getting 7 wins. That's just not on the table unless I get carried, which I did hop into Patty Cake's stream last night. Unfortunately, I did not get picked for a raffle to jump in. he was doing 3-win carries last night to try to get as many people messenger. But I've also now jumped into the Grandmaster Nightfalls, although I would like to do one and get one completed because there is a triumph associated to it, just to get that checked off.
Yeah. Are you going to consider, are you high enough now, 1325 also? Or not yet?
If not, I'm like super, super close. I am not full 1310 base yet. I think I've only got one 1310 slot. So I need to do a little bit more raiding and a little bit more of my pinnacles to get up there.
Yeah, but if your artifact is plus 16 or plus 17, then you might be okay already. It just kind of depends on what your artifact is.
If I do, it's close. I'm at season rank. I think I'm in 140, 141, something like that. And I think that's why I left off with last night. So yeah, I mean, it's if not, I'm getting super close to it.
This new strike in Nightfall, especially Grandmaster, could be epic at the end. Can you imagine those solar bombs that he throws at you at the very beginning? You have to make sure you're on point. I mean, with everything, of course, on Grandmaster, but yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
People are already talking on Reddit about possible cheese spots in that room where you can stand to be safe. So I'm not opposed to that. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Everyone who was running Sepix that week were standing in the room on the left to stay safe. There's nothing wrong with that because you still need to come out at some point and pick down the enemies that are still really hard to do. So it's nice to sometimes have a spot you can just kind of, you know, kick back at for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to doing the cheese if it comes down to it, just to get the completion. And I say that, and I should have sewed, and I don't know if they fixed it, but I know there a while back there was cheeses for, like, solo dungeons, like, where you could get in at a certain point of the dungeon and do, like, flawless, and you could cheese your way to getting those triumphs. I didn't do all that. I didn't do it with the lore pages for Chronicler for the Dreaming City. I know you could have done that at Reset, or, like, timing with Reset. But yeah, I'm not opposed to doing it on a Grandmaster because they are super difficult.
Yeah. Well, remember, the flawless ones are actually still easy to cheese because they were never solo flawless. They just, you had to be flawless yourself. Your teammates could die, kind of like Master Presage. So you can go in with Wicked Lumina, loves helping people with this. You could go in with like Lumina and Dez, and they can run ahead. And even if they die, if you stay back and be safe, you'll get a count for flawless if you don't die.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I have to do that to knock some of them off the list.
Yes. I'm volunteering Dez and Lumina right now.
Speaking of list checking, this is going to be a whole different tangent. I know there was some talk, and I can't remember who said it, but there was some talk about finishing the Garden Triumphs. And I know you talked about it a little bit, but I can't remember if it was GoHawks that also needed a few more.
Oh, yeah. We were doing that a little bit also on Saturday night when we were helping Rags and Edifier through the strike or through the raid. We did all arc that night. And so we will, I want to, you know, get kind of a semi team together. I have a couple people idea, but everyone's welcome, especially as villains, and run Garden a bunch because I didn't know. I'm silly. I mean, I guess the thought in the community was flawless was required at some point, but really it never was, just they listed it there incorrectly. And I guess people in the know figured out that you didn't have to do flawless, you just had to do all the other triumphs. So basically it was only Last Wish that ever needed flawless. The other raids didn't. And then they eventually removed it like 6 months down the road, but that word never got to me. So I was still assuming that flawless was needed. And then once I found out that it's not, I'm like, oh my gosh, let's do this. You know?
Yeah, I would be game. And I wonder if you could almost... Now, are the challenges, are they all available, or do you have to do them on like a rotating basis with a... I can't remember with that one if you had to pick up a bounty.
No, it's the same as... Deep Stone. You don't pick up any bounties, but some are rotating and then some are always available. So it's the same as that. So if you haven't done any yet, it'll take a while still, but I've done all the rotating ones, I believe, but I haven't done the four harder ones. And then I have that left, and then all void and all solar.
Gotcha. I don't think I've done any of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we'll be down. I think that'll be a fun thing to work on. And again, if anyone wants Deepstone challenge is done, also hit us up in the Discord, schedule a time. And I know a lot of people will be willing to work on things like that. It's something we can do for this next month where, you know, if you look at the calendar, there's not really a lot going on for about a month's time. We're not getting Guardian games until like a month from now. Let me pull this up here. Calendar. And we have like another, all that's on the calendar is, like I mentioned, we have the New Strike is a Nightfall version coming up on Tuesday. Then April 13th, already another Iron Banner. And then April 20th, so a little less than a month, is Guardian Games. And then Guardian Games only goes from April 20th to May 9th. And then May 9th, the season is over. Actually, May 11th, the season is over. So, yeah, we don't have a lot. So it might be good to kind of focus on Garden and Deep Stone challenges.
Yeah, it'd be a good time filler for anybody that's looking, like you said, to check those boxes. It'll be a good content in the downtime. In this downtime, as we're waiting for fog.
Yes. Okay, we have to back up real quick, though, because, you know, we started talking about the New Strike and, of course, the Nightfall that's coming out. But the other big thing this week that went along with the Strike was what it seems like the finish of the seasonal storyline. But boy, was it a finish. You want to kind of tell people what you saw happen in that scene with the Zavala and Keitel and the Scion?
Yeah, so I've only watched it once. So kind of there's a little
spoiler,
part that
by the way, but it's been out. So we love talking about it.
Yeah, definitely a spoiler, but it's about a week now, so we should be good. So I only watched it the one time, and, you know, there was a little bit of a confusion on kind of what happened. But basically, Zavala and Keitel meet. The whole point of the final strike that came out on Tuesday was that whoever the winner was would resolve and could basically set the terms of the agreement. And with that, we obviously win. Our Guardian wins out, so we get to set the terms, and they were meeting. During that meet, you know, some words were said, just say that, and, you know, Keitel's, you know, still good on their words, but there's a Scion sniper that's tracking Zavala, and this is kind of where kind of the water gets a little bit muddy for me. So the sniper shoots Zavala's, it looks like Zavala's ghost shell.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I couldn't tell if it got destroyed or if it just got shocked a little bit. But at some point, I don't know if Zavala or Crow grabbed the shell.
Oh, okay.
It looked like.
I can
tell
you.
So that's kind of where it got a little muddy for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it was a little muddy for me at first, too. But basically, the idea was that the Scion shot it with some type of weapon that put like a cage or a shield around the ghost to stop it from working. Okay. Then you see Zavala lose his powers. Like he looks like some ghost thing beams out of him, you know? And then the idea he's
kind of like his light was sucked out during the whole Red War thing.
Yes. And then the idea was that another shot would take Zavala down. But then the Crow comes in and saves the day. He kind of blocks all that, and then, of course, he gets pushed back. He falls down, and he's kind of like facing the other direction, and at first it's like, Keitel's like, this was not sanctioned by me, blah, blah, blah. And actually, you know, it seems pretty obvious that Keitel is basically on our side enough. I mean, obviously, the Scion was probably doing its own thing with the Syndicate. It wasn't part of Keitel's instructions. But nonetheless, you know, and Keitel even, like, you know, knocks down another Scion. But so Crow's on the floor, and then Crow looks like he rips off the shield or the barrier around the ghost to, like, make it come back alive again to give Zavala back powers, you know, to become a Guardian again. And then Crow turns around and dun dun da, his mask is off. And Zavala's like, whoa, whoa, what? And then they look at each other and hearts start forming. No, just kidding. They look at each other, and then Zavala's like, okay. He reaches out his hand and offers Crow his help to come back up. All right. We lost Sin for a second. You back? Hello, Sin. Can you hear us? Breaker, breaker, 1, 2.
I think I'm back. It cut out a little bit.
It did.
As I'm traveling and I took my car play off, I was like, is it my car play or is it not?
No, it's probably, but whatever. You do sound more direct now. Higher definition Sin.
Well, I also took off CarPlay, so I'm not on my Bluetooth or CarPlay now, so I'm just doing it based on speaker, which now I know for the future I'll just do it direct with phone.
Gotcha. So I was just telling the story, and I ended with, and then Zavala found out it was Crow, and he helps him up.
Gotcha. The Crow basically restored, took the shield off the ghost to allow the light to return.
Yes. And that was pretty amazing. It was like, in some aspects, I was like, well, I didn't figure they would let Zavala and people find out this early that Crow is who he was, who used to be Uldren.
Right.
So that was pretty shocking. And of course, it was pretty cool, too, about Zavala actually offering out his hand. And there's pictures on the internet that shows like the same kind of setup scene where in the past where Uldren had killed Cade. It was like the same type of like setup where Zavala actually offers his hand to Crow.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen those. And it's, I would say, ominous, but it is very, very similar. Unlike the posturing of both parties, how very, very similar it is.
Yes. Now, two other things that I thought were interesting. Why did the Scion just use a thing to stop the ghost? Why not just shoot the ghost like what happened in Forsaken?
Right.
I mean, and then, of course, it also then begs the question, why aren't enemies, PvE enemies, or even Guardians in PvP actually shooting ghosts all the time? You know what I mean? But
right.
Anyways, that's kind of
it's fun, kind of but, kind of an intriguing point, really, because of how the story could really change if that was the case.
I know. And so I don't think they can use that story beat really much more unless they are going to go full bore. Like, we're always worried our ghosts are going to get shot, or they somehow have an explanation of it can't normally happen. These are like the only the two times it can happen. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't know. I thought it was really good. And what's also interesting is when you go back to the tower and talk to Zavala again, he says, well, I found out that Osiris knew about this, and Ikora knew about this, and you got to have trust with me, but don't tell anyone else yet. We got to figure out what to do about this, and I guess that's smart. You know, they don't want everyone to know because people could still want to be after Crow and kill him.
Right. Yeah, that's understandable, but
it is. Yeah,
it's going to come out eventually.
It is. Yeah. Awesome story. Crow is still a cool character. Yeah, all that.
Love it.
All right. I have a quick segment. You have time, Sin, for a segment here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting off one of my exits, and there's, for some reason, 5 miles an hour. I don't see any traffic on the actual road, so it must be some large truck that's trying to get around this corner and probably can't maneuver. So I got plenty of time.
All right. This is called Bot or Not. And what this is I'm going to read you friend requests I have gotten on the PlayStation Network. You tell me if you think they're a bot or not, or a human.
I was kind of curious to where you might be going with this. I was like, I'm totally blind. You kind of prepped me and said, you're going to have the segment. You told me the name, but I did not know what it was going to be referring to. So, yes.
All right.
This will be good.
And these might all be pretty easy, but I don't know. Anyways. Okay, the first one is prior-subject4.
Bot.
Okay. I'm going to hit decline right now, live on the air.
You really got that many?
Okay. Oh, crap. I hit two. Okay, now there's only two more to read because there was four total, so sorry.
No worries.
Okay. The next one is winsome-ammo-zero.
Bots.
Okay, I'm going to hit decline. All right, and the last one is rousing underscore coinage two. Now, before you make up your mind, this one has an underscore instead of a dash, and it also says close friend request.
I'm going to also go with bot on that one because I've gotten a lot of bots that have also asked for a close friend request. And just to kind of elaborate a little bit, there are some privacy settings on PS where you can allow your real name to be displayed to close friends. So it would be a means for these bots to get your real name if you accept it and don't have those one privacy settings checked, or your name like mine. My name is Sin Media on there. It's not my real name. I have mine set for basically privacy.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go with also bot on that.
Okay, I'm hitting decline. Hopefully none of these were real people that wanted to become my friend.
And if you're real people, maybe you should send a message first.
Yeah, I will get this list up in the future again if I get more requests, and I'll try to keep at least a real one too. Although the funny thing there is, if it's a real one, I don't want to keep them hanging.
YOLO.
And what's funny about this too, why this came to mind, is when I was streaming last night on Twitch through the Xbox side, but I don't think that matters unless someone knows better. Let me know. But there was one point, and this was like later at night, probably 11, 12 my time, which would be at least 1 or 2 Eastern. And I had 13 people on my list on the right, but only it showed one viewer. So I'm assuming it thinks one is real and the rest are not. But there was 13 people on the list, and they all had crazy names like Casino something, Commander Root, you know, like, is there really that many bots that will join on Twitch?
I guess possible. I don't really get the point of that.
I don't either. And with names like this, come on, come up with something better than coinage underscore rousing two.
Yeah, be a little more creative.
All right, well, that ends that segment, and I think you have won, Sin. You win the ability to stay on the podcast for another week.
I win the prize of nothing.
To the prize of nothing.
Or the prize of unspeakable value.
Yes. All right, let me just look through the rest of the this week at Bungie real quick to see if there's anything super interesting we are missing.
Talk amongst yourselves. Talk all right, amongst how yourselves. Are you doing, sir?
I mean, I could talk while I'm doing this. I mean, there's not much. There's a small update going live on Thursday, a hot fix 3.1.1.2. A couple of the things being addressed. You know, there's usually more, but they are telling us that some fixes with the Terminus, Nightfall, Triumph, Lost Sector puzzles for Xenophage will now work as intended. I don't know what was not working there.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've done Xenophage, so I don't even remember.
And heavy ammo will no longer spawn underneath the Distant Shore Crucible map. Interesting.
That is interesting. I don't think I've ever encountered that.
Yeah. Other than that, there's not much. Just finishing up the list here. There's some cool artist of the week.
One different thing this week than most other weeks is there is no in-game live update for me.
Mm-hmm.
Only in-car live driving update.
Yes, I know. I'm not in the game either, so I cannot ask what I am doing or what you are doing in the game. So we are not doing anything.
You usually have it on your computer. You just probably don't do anything in it.
Yeah, usually. I'm just on my laptop reading the information, and I don't have my PC booted up into Destiny right now, so not this time. Can you say that you noticed any less stasis in the Crucible since they made that change?
No, it's still there.
I feel like I've noticed less. Now, I'm not the best person to ask because I don't play a lot anyways, but I do feel like I've noticed less stasis hunters and titans, and maybe even slightly more stasis orlocks, because it's kind of almost better now.
Yeah, I've definitely saw a lot of it in Trials. Iron Banner, yeah, I would say there's still a lot of ice going around. I've been staying away from it. I've been usually sticking with Bubble Titan, even in Crucible, for the added shield when you get the melee kill. And I've also done some Arc Superman Titan and some hammers.
Cool. You know, I need to hop on my Titan again because I never play him, and figure out how to Superman, because it seems interesting. It seems like it might be difficult to control at first, but really fun. Tell me about it. Is it difficult to control or not too bad?
Definitely in PvP, if you're not, like for me, the couple times I used it in Trials, I don't think I got anybody with it. Now, the first week, like a long time ago, I think I was playing with Soccer on PS4. I ended up getting a 3-kill using it. It's all about timing with it. It is a little bit hard to control. You know, it's kind of like that thing where you're in the Starship Enterprise, and you go into warp speed, and you see all the stars zooming by you. Not quite that bad, but it does go pretty fast when you're in it, and you do have to be able to control it. I mean, you can go a fairly good distance with it as well. So even if you pop it far enough back, you can kind of zoom around corners and get people with it. But you almost got to be close to a direct hit or close enough to him to get him.
Okay. I'll definitely have to play with it, though, probably just in PvE. But Arc is becoming popular again, at least Titans, of course. That's a very, very useful super in PvE and PvP. And especially if you have the exotic for it. And then Warlocks, too, maybe just because of everything that was going on with Stasis, but a lot of Warlocks have been switching to Middle Tree Arc lately, you know, the Arc Beam. And I've been having fun on it again also, even in PvE.
That was one I did try a little bit in Iron Banner.
And that would be a little hard to aim at first, right? Because the field of view is kind of weird. It's almost like you're blocking what you're trying to see by its own beam.
Yeah, and from what I've used it a little bit on, I mean, once you're in the beam mechanic, you can't kind of whip it around everywhere. You can only move it slightly. Is that kind of the feeling you get from it?
Well, you can move it. Actually, you can whip it around even 180 degrees. It doesn't seem like it, and you got to know the timing, because if you already spend like 2 seconds in one area, you probably won't have much time to do 180 whip around, but you can. I've seen people that are using it against me and other people that are very effective with it. And even if you don't try to cancel it and save some of your super, which of course they nerf that even some more, but if you keep it going, you can get like two people close to each other and then whip it around and get another person if you're really good with it and luck and good, you know, kind of together.
Yeah. True. I probably should play around with it a little bit more. But it is the arc melee for that tree actually has got some pretty good distance to it as well.
Oh, it does. Yeah, and that's, I love playing on my hunter, but whenever the hunter knife isn't, you know, charged, when I just have the normal melee, I'm like, this is lame. Like Warlock's melee always goes a lot further than the hunter melee.
Right.
You just kind of get used to the range on that. But yeah. Palindrome. I just kind of wanted to talk about a role that I got on that because it's kind of fun. And then I want to talk about some of the god roles. This can be our last segment here. I watched a video from Fallout Place. You know, I love him. Yeah. And you know, this can vary a little bit, and this is more for PvP, actually. It's funny, I'm actually giving ideas for PvP, but they work very well in PvE also. Especially Rangefinder, which I'll get to. But, you know, you can have the sights, they vary a little bit. They don't they're not as important, but they're still important. Kind of what you're generally going for is range and stability. Handling's not as important, but for some people, they like handling. But range and stability is always kind of what you're going for with the hand cannon. So for the first slot, you want either small bore or hammer forged, because those both give you some range and or stability. Then for the next slot, the top tier one is ricochet rounds, because it kind of gives you some of both. But another good one is armor piercing. Armor piercing's one that I have for my role, but I want to get the ricochet rounds too, just to kind of, you know, spice it up a little bit more. And then, let me look at my role here. I have hammer forged, so I have a pretty good role there, and I have armor piercing. On the next one, overflow is probably one of the best perks, because it can actually help with ammo. You know, if you pick up other ammo, you can have more ammo on your green, which is always helpful in PvP, right? And even PvE.
Right.
But some other good ones are quick draw for sure, or killing wind. I have quick draw, so it's still a good roll. So like I can, you know, especially if I'm on something else and I swap to it, it's super fast. And killing wind's really good too, even in PvP. So those are all good. And then for the last one, definitely rangefinder or rampage. Rangefinder is kind of like that neutral game. Like it's just great. It's kind of boring, you know? It's just like, yay, more range. But that really helps with the drop off. And I have rangefinder, and I really like that for PvE also, because it reminds me of my palindrome that I had in D1 also. It's like for hand cannon, it feels very crisp. I feel like I can hit my shots even if they're pretty far away. But rampage would also be good, of course. And then for, again, the masterwork, you guessed it. You want either a range or a stability masterwork. I only have a handling masterwork, but I'm hoping to get a range or stability one. Now, the last thing, if we start getting adept rolls on this, you know, they have the adept mods. All of them are pretty good, again, except maybe like a handling one would probably be like the least good one to get. But one that he gave as an idea, which I would love too, is adept Icarus grip. That can really help too when you're in the air hitting your shots. I'm like, yeah, I think I would like that actually. So definitely some things to consider. It's fun having palindrome back. I kind of miss where in D1 it was just a primary, and I like having a hand cannon in my primary slot, because then I can pair it with a fusion. You know, I love fusions, and it kind of sucks that this is now taking up my secondary slot. But at the same time, it's kind of nice having the void on it too. I was using it in Garden the other night instead of Recluse at the end. I was using this and I loved it. It was taking down the void shields very easily and hitting all the enemies. So I guess I'll get used to it being an energy weapon.
Yeah, that's kind of kind of unique with it being energy.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have any palindromes yet, do you?
I've got one, but I can't remember what my role is on it. That's the only thing. And I'm not in a position where I could even check.
No.
I mean, I just get home, but no, nothing. I don't have anything pulled up that quickly.
You just got home just in time for us to wrap up the show.
And yeah, I have a palindrome and a Suros, but again, in time to download all the files.
Uh-huh. Well, we thank everyone for listening again this week. Let us know if you have any ideas for guests that you want. We can see what we can do to get them on. Also, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but please leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you don't mind. It helps us get found, and if you leave a review, we will read it on the air.
Yeah, I think I threw a challenge out, like, at the end of the year to get, like, a few reviews. I don't think anybody took advantage of that. So please, please, please go leave us a rating or review.
Yeah, we have a bunch of reviews from early on, but none so much recently. So if you would like to leave us a review, again, we'll read it on the air. Unless we're horrible, and then we'll still read it on the air.
True. We'll still read it.
We will.
We'll critique you like...
like nothing.
No, massive breakdown.
You said it. Okay. All right. What else? And we have our Discord, of course. If you have not joined our Discord, what are you thinking? No, we have a welcome spot. If you want to join our Discord, please go to our website, theguardianhub.com, and click on About Us. You can find links to join our clan, our Discord, whatever you want. And if you're asking, what's a Discord? Well, let us tell you, a Discord is a spot where we can talk about the game all the time. Discord is a chat group. It's also voice channels in there, so we can have meetups for when we play the game, especially if we're playing on PC, but it's useful for other meetups also. But it's really, it's just a place to, you know, you don't have to talk a lot. You can just lurk and watch us all talking about Destiny and other topics and sin smoking meats.
Yeah, lots of meats.
And other people. Not smoking other people, but other people smoking meats.
I was like, you better pause that. Pause that.
All right. I think that's good housekeeping for now. So, Sin, where can people get a hold of you?
You know, I always tell people to find me over on twitch.tv/sinmedia, but I don't really stream much with my busy schedule. So the best place to find me is either in Discord. You can find me as Sin, or over on Twitter at @sin_media. Kingsley Mack, the OG. Take us out.
Yes, you can find me on Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly when I'm just raiding. And you can find me on Twitter as MC Kingsley. And everywhere else, it's Kingsley Mack also, though. Steam, PlayStation, Discord.
Everywhere and anywhere.
Hey, you guys, but I'm back to Kingsley Mack now in the Discord. I think I was Sin at one point in the Discord too, right?
Yes. Yes. Copycat.
Yeah. All right. Well, you may ask. I mean, I guess you may not ask. I've always wondered, if you're listening to the show, you probably already know where to find us. However, it's still useful saying, because you may not know about our Twitter or our website, because again, on our website, we have About Us area where you can find out more information about our Discord and our clan. So, TheGuardianHub.com is
which
our
is
website.
The best hub on the net.
Yes.
You weren't going to get away from me saying that. I was going to say it one way or the other.
Thank you. Thank you. And Twitter is just The Guardian Hub. The best hub on Twitter?
I guess. Just doesn't sound. It's not. Doesn't flow off the
it doesn't.
Tongue as well.
Well, again, thanks for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. We hope to not have to record with Sin in the car again, but it's all good.
It's the territory that you come with, or I come with, basically.
All right, everyone, thanks so much. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.